You're listening to SBS News.
Craig Williams was elated to ride Australian bred and trained Vow and Declare to the veteran jockey's first Melbourne Cup victory.
Not only this is the race, our greatest race that stops the nation, as you can see by the form book, today it's targeted by horses from all around the world. And we did it today with an Australian horse. So to make this the greatest race on earth for me, I want to thank everyone here to make it a special day. Thank you, and I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as I am.
It was a neck-and-neck finish for second and third place, with the order later revised for the runner-up and third position after a protest from the fourth finishing Il Paradiso was upheld. Prince of Arran was declared second, with jockey Michael Walker later suspended for excessive whip use. Rostropovich finished last and suffered a pelvic stress fracture. The horse was taken to an equine facility and will be monitored over the next few days. The welfare of horses was in the front of mind for many racegoers, including Michelle Battersby from corporate sponsor Bumble.
So we chose to donate $130,000 to the Off the Track program, which aims to retrain and rehome retired racehorses. We're really proud that we could stand up and actually do something proactive.
The Victoria Racing Club is also contributing some ticket money to an equine wellbeing fund to address concerns after an ABC investigation revealed the widespread slaughter of retired racehorses. But the controversy didn't stop many punters having a bet.
Yeah, we bagged the winner, and I'm so happy because it's my second bet of the day, and I've won. I'm
shared
scared.
Ambition. Thank you very much. You've paid for my drinks for the rest of the afternoon.
Others focused on the fashion, including these Perth women who took inspiration from the 80s for their wardrobe.
I love to be bold and colourful, and I think the 80s big puffy sleeves are really in at the moment, so going for something a bit different. We like to stand out a bit.
Fashions on the Field ambassador Crystal Kimber says colour and comfortable footwear complete the ultimate Melbourne Cup outfit.
Keeping to some of the key trends that are coming through, so tonal looks head to toe, and also the 80s trend is really coming through with a little bit of sleeve detail.
The conditions at the track were dry and the sun was shining, putting many spectators in a positive mood.
It's incredible, like so many nice women, so many nice boys, nice weather and stuff, like what's more not to like, and a few ponies running around the track.
Victoria Police arrested four people for being drunk and one for drug possession, while another will be investigated for the unauthorised use of a drone. Some protesters met outside the racecourse to campaign for animal rights, while other Victorians just enjoyed the public holiday. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.